It's water, but I wouldn't care to drink it. It smells like an algae culture that's gone bad. I can hardly wait to get it to the lab.
Is the ice safe to walk on?
Yes, solid as a rock.
Then we can get to New York.
Can we, Pietro? Have you ever tried to walk across 4 kilometers of ice?
Oh, I see what you mean. Just imagine what Storrs would say if we asked for a set of skates. Not that many of us would know how to use them, even if we had any aboard.
And there's another problem, put in Boris Rodrigo. Do you realize that the temperature is already above freezing? Before long, that ice is going to melt. How many spacemen can swim 4 kilometers? Certainly not this one.
Dr. Ernst rejoined them at the edge of the cliff and held up the small sample bottle in triumph.
It's a long walk for a few cc's of dirty water, but it may teach us more about Rama than anything we've found so far. Let's head for home.
They turned towards the distant lights of the hub, moving with the gentle, loping strides which had proved the most comfortable means of walking under this reduced gravity. Often they looked back, drawn by the hidden enigma of the island out there in the center of the frozen sea. And just once, Dr. Ernst thought she felt the faint suspicion of a breeze against her cheek. It did not come again, and she quickly forgot all about it.